Lesson 4, Announcements 2, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Railway Station Announcements. Drill 1. You're going to hear some railway station announcements. After each announcement, a question will be asked about what has been said. Listen carefully and give a short answer to each question you've heard.
1. The train to London leaves from Platform 4 at 12:30.
When does the train to London leave?
2. The train now standing at Platform 5 is the 10 o'clock train to Edinburgh.
Which train is now standing at Platform 5?
3. The train due at Platform 16 at 6 o'clock is from New York to Washington, D.C.
At which platform is the train due to arrive at 6 o'clock?
4. The train to Chicago, now boarding at Platform 7, leaves at 1400 hours.
Which train leaves at 1400 hours?
5. The train to Rome, now standing at Platform 18, will depart at 1700 hours.
When will the train to Rome depart?
6. The train now standing at Platform 8 is the 1614 train to Boston.
Which train is now standing at Platform 8?
7. Attention, please. There has been a change of platforms for the 1500-hour train to Athens. It is due to depart at Platform 3, not Platform 5.
From which platform is the train to Athens due to depart?
8. The train now arriving at Platform 12 is the 710 train to Washington, D.C.
Which train is now arriving at Platform 12?
9. Attention, please. We regret to announce that there is a change of departure time for the 9:45 train to San Francisco. It is now due to leave at 10:15.
When is the 9:45 train to San Francisco due to leave?
10. Attention, please. The 9:25 train to Oxford is now standing at Platform 15. Passengers are requested to board the train immediately.
What are the passengers to Oxford requested to do?
Drill 2. You're going to hear a passage. It will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and supply the missing words.
Tommy was very upset when he heard that his close friend Andrew was leaving for Boston. Then the day of the departure came. Tommy arrived at the airport long before the departure time for Andrew's plane. He thought he had a lot of things to say to his friend. But when he saw Andrew, he didn't know what to say. After a while, Tommy said, "Goodbye, Andrew. Remember to write to me. Just a postcard will do." Tommy was very upset when he heard that his close friend Andrew was leaving for Boston. Then the day of the departure came. Tommy arrived at the airport long before the departure time for Andrew's plane. He thought he had a lot of things to say to his friend. But when he saw Andrew, he didn't know what to say. After a while, Tommy said, "Goodbye, Andrew. Remember to write to me. Just a postcard will do." Tommy was very upset when he heard that his close friend Andrew was leaving for Boston. Then the day of the departure came. Tommy arrived at the airport long before the departure time for Andrew's plane. He thought he had a lot of things to say to his friend. But when he saw Andrew, he didn't know what to say. After a while, Tommy said, "Goodbye, Andrew. Remember to write to me. Just a postcard will do."
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1. Have a pleasant trip.
Exercise 1. Listen to the announcement and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the luxury cruise bus to Dallas, Baton Rouge, and Atlanta. We are scheduled to arrive in Dallas at 1:45 this afternoon. There will be a 15-minute rest stop at that time. We will have a 30-minute dinner stop in Baton Rouge at 6:45 for those of you who are continuing on to Atlanta. We should arrive in Atlanta at 1:45 tomorrow morning. Please remember the number of your bus for reboarding. That number is 3224. This coach is air-conditioned for your comfort. Please remember that smoking of cigarettes is not permitted, and the smoking of any other material is also prohibited, as is the drinking of alcoholic beverages. Thank you for traveling with us. Have a pleasant trip.
Question number 1. Where will the passengers be able to have their dinner?
Question number 2. For whom is the dinner stop arranged?
Question number 3. When must the passengers finish dinner?
Question number 4. How often will the bus stop during the trip?
Question number 5. How long does it take to go from Dallas to Atlanta?
Exercise 2. Listen to the announcement again. Then read the following statements and select the ones that are true. Put a tick beside your choice.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the luxury cruise bus to Dallas, Baton Rouge, and Atlanta. We are scheduled to arrive in Dallas at 1:45 this afternoon. There will be a 15-minute rest stop at that time. We will have a 30-minute dinner stop in Baton Rouge at 6:45 for those of you who are continuing on to Atlanta. We should arrive in Atlanta at 1:45 tomorrow morning. Please remember the number of your bus for reboarding. That number is 3224. This coach is air-conditioned for your comfort. Please remember that smoking of cigarettes is not permitted, and the smoking of any other material is also prohibited, as is the drinking of alcoholic beverages. Thank you for traveling with us. Have a pleasant trip. Passage 2. Can I have your attention, please?
Exercise 1. Listen to the announcement and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Can I have your attention, please? This is a message for years 7 to 10. Because of the rain, the swimming competition will not be held at the Newtown swimming pool as planned. It will be held at the Jackson Sports Center. Buses will be leaving school at 10 to take you to the center. It's about a 15-minute ride. You will be returning to school at 3:15 in time to catch your usual buses home. Now here is the traveling arrangement for this morning. Years 7 and 8 and our home group teachers are to gather at the front gate at 9:35. The first four buses will take you there. Years 9 and 10 and their teachers will assemble at the front gate at 9:45. You will go on the last three buses. Cold drinks will be available at the sports center. If you normally order your lunch at the school canteen, please hand in your order to the teacher before 9:30. Your lunch will be delivered at the front gate of the center at 12:30.
Question number one. Where was the swimming competition planned to be held?
Question number two. Why wasn't the competition held at the originally chosen place?
Question number three. Who would be present at the competition?
Question number four. Why was there an announcement?
Question number five. For about how many hours would the students stay at Jackson Sports Center?
Exercise two. Listen to the announcement again, then read the 10 statements below. Decide whether these statements are mentioned in the announcement. Put a tick beside your choice.
Can I have your attention, please? This is a message for years 7 to 10. Because of the rain, the swimming competition will not be held at the Newtown Swimming Pool as planned. It will be held at the Jackson Sports Center. Buses will be leaving school at 10 to take you to the center. It's about a 15-minute ride. You will be returning to school at 3:15 in time to catch your usual buses home. Now here is the traveling arrangement for this morning. Years 7 and 8 and our home group teachers are to gather at the front gate at 9:35. The first four buses will take you there. Years 9 and 10 and their teachers will assemble at the front gate at 9:45. You will go on the last three buses. Cold drinks will be available at the sports center. If you normally order your lunch at the school canteen, please hand in your order to the teacher before 9:30. Your lunch will be delivered at the front gate of the center at 12:30.
This is the end of Lesson 4.